Hello.
Hi, this is Derek from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Now your opinions are needed and this call is quick and confidential. Now let me ask you, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female? Okay. Is your year of birth 1955?
No.
No. What year is it?
85.
85? Okay. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received?
Associates.
Associates, okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Panamanian and Black.
Panamanian and Black?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you would. What would be your race?
Black.
Black, okay. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction, direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very, okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local office in November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 elections? With 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5, meaning that you are not neither, or 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote. On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Now, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate your amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
5.
5. Mm-hmm. Now, thinking about upcoming elections, November 24th, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I'm going to read them to you and just let me know which one. Student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform, policy violence, voting rights, and democracy, immigration, jobs and the economy, racism, discrimination, teaching history in school, abortion, cost of living, inflation, Israel-Palestine conflicts, crime and violence, healthcare, or the climate change?
Well, all of those are very important to me.
All of them? Okay.
Very much so.
But one, only one? Like,
the one that's the most important?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the job and economy status.
Job, all right. That'll be the jobs, economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 meaning that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 meaning very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, if you never heard of them, please say so. Black mm-hmm. members of Congress?
10.
10. And Hakeem Jeffries?
10.
Kamala Harris?
10.
Tim Walz?
10.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Donald Trump?
Definitely 0.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, 10.
10, okay. Now, in 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, third party independent candidate, or?
Kamala.
Kamala. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat.
100%.
Very certain, okay. And 2024 elections in Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay. You say Democratic and Congress keep none of their promise, only a few promise, or some of their promises, all of their promises?
I feel everybody just keeps some of them. They're not 100% for none of it.
Okay. Now, does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference?
More likely.
More likely?
Mm-hmm.
And was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Under Biden.
Under Biden? Okay. And I'm going to read some, going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement raises a lot of concern about voting for Republicans for Congress. 0 does not raise any concern. And 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Now, the first one says, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if loses in. And we saw that resulting carnage at the Capitol of January 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage every MAGA rally. Now, he promised their immunity if wins and bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning the violent riot. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. On 0 to 10 scale?
A 10, that's a major concern.
The race is a lot. All right. The second one says education and foundation of success opportunities, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by cutting funding the public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. On a 0 to 10?
A 10.
10. Okay. Now, Trump and the Republicans have stripped millions of women of their rights to make decisions about their own bodies, with Black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of Black women are reproductive age or have little or no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting their lives and health of Black women at risk.
Okay.
Now, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly our Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would got health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier for discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute their communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such as Social Security.
Yeah.
Now, Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generation wealth in Black communities, create jobs, support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities within the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agencies, which provides grants to Black-owned business, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation.
Okay.
Finishing up here. Now, thinking of the message you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. From the ones I just read?
Uh-huh.
The statements?
Which one are the most concerning?
Uh-huh. Which one?
Project 25 and the women's rights.
Project. Let me see. 2025. And the woman's right?
Correct.
Okay, let me see which one the one thing we're gonna wish the world opportunities and the project. Alright. Now, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, we will elect the President of U.S. Congress for other state or local office in November. How likely are you to vote upcoming November 2024 elections on a scale
100%.
Extremely likely. And how motivated are you to vote November 24 elections as a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
And something, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if 2024 elections in Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic or Republican?
Democratic.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you say you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive? Somewhat or very progressive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Strong or not strong?
Well, strong.
Strong. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, unemployed, retired, permanently?
Part-time.
Part-time. And how, for whom did you vote 2020 general election for president, or were you not able
Biden.
To vote? Biden. And last year, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay. Aside from wedding and funerals, how often do you attend religious service?
Weekly.
Weekly?
Yeah.
All right. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation.